The government in Nepal is battling on two fronts after the massive earthquake there last weekend. The first to provide food, shelter, and medical help to the millions of people affected. The second to salvage what is left of its cultural treasures. The government says that at least 70 ancient sacred sites in the Kathmandu Valley alone have been severely damaged or destroyed. One of the largest of these sites is a complex of temples, sacred to both Hindus and Buddhists, that sits high on a mountaintop on the outskirts of the capital. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports volunteers and archaeologists are digging through the rubble, trying to salvage as many artifacts as they can.
Swoambhu, or the Monkey Temple, as it's named locally for its holy furry dwellers that swing from the rosewood trees, is one of the oldest and most sacred sites in the Kathmandu Valley. As it happens, it was also one of the most damaged by the quake. Nepali police soldiers shovel broken bricks and sand into garbage baskets. They're much more cautious cleaning up here than at many other devastated sites. There's a chance they could still find artifacts in this rubble. Volunteers stand precariously atop a two-story high pile of crumbled bricks, scouring it for treasures. A temple right by them has big cracks and looks like it could topple and crush them any minute. This is dangerous but important work, says Suresh Shrestha, who's peeled off his dust mask and is taking a break in the shade. He's undersecretary for Nepal's Department of Archaeology.
Actually, there are so many artifacts because in Hinduism and Buddhism there are lots of gods and goddesses.
With help from the UN, every artifact here that's found intact from now on is inventoried and stored in a secure place to protect from looters.
The oldest structure here is from 5th century AD here in Swoambhu.
This is UNESCO's in-country representative for Nepal, Christian Manhart.
I haven't even looked. It's on. If you want to come with me, let's have a look at it.
It turns out that Buddhist monument was sitting in the middle of this courtyard out in the open when the quake hit.
So it's this stupa you see here, you know, the first one on the right side with the four Buddha heads, and it is intact. We are lucky.
Manhart says it's not clear how much of this Swoambhu complex, with its two mountaintops of temples and monasteries, can be restored.
It's difficult now to say, but if you want my personal opinion, I'm rather optimistic because we have all these architectural features like sculptures, carved wooden beams, cornerstones, which can be reused for construction. Because
remarkably, the most sacred rituals are continuing, including worship 5 times a day. The priests and their families here are now homeless with nowhere else to go.
We have a very big problem, but we do not stop the praying. Ritual praying is continuing.
Ashok Buddhakarya, one of the priests, is sitting on a mat underneath a large blue tarp where he and his wife and children and other families are cooking and sleeping. He says his family's roots trace back to the 5th century at this temple. They're devastated and sad.
These are historical, more than 1,000 years old, the stupas, the metal things, statues are, we cannot make a repeat, you see.
We can't just rebuild them, he says. They're lost. That's why archaeologists feel a sense of urgency here and at other sites, as they work around the clock to recover what they can. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Kathmandu.